Okay, so, hello everyone.
I'm having technical difficulties. My game is not responding. What? Oh, hey guys.
Are you trying to game while doing podcast?
That's what I'm going to be doing.
No. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to adjust the screens for my Battlefield 3. God.
Oh, God.
God.
Don't you know me at all, Kevin? Come on.
Guess what are you doing, Kevin?
I'm just doing a podcast.
He's with his mother right now, so...
Yeah. I did my gaming when I knew I had to do the gaming by.
No.
Yes.
Wait. You're just staring at your blank screen. Just staring
into this... No, I'm on Facebook looking at the news stuff we're going to talk about, but that will be later.
First,
let us speak of what we have done in the week that has surpassed us. Who shall we begin with?
Nobody?
How about Ryan, you start?
Yeah.
I'm kind of afraid what Ryan's going to say.
Well.
Ryan, just start talking. What have you played?
What have I played?
what have you been
all
playing?
Sorts of games, you know, like Minecraft. And
I'm going to look that game up.
That's it.
Minecraft, huh?
Yeah, but I don't want to go too far into that because Jason is just too stupid and doesn't know what it is.
Amen. Okay, continue. What else have you been playing?
Thanks, guys.
Cube Men. Not that we discussed this like 5 minutes ago.
No, we didn't discuss Cube Men or anything. Tell me, what is Cube Men?
Well, I'm playing it right now, actually.
Okay, describe it. What is it? What do you do? Do you kill cats in it?
Yes.
Club baby seals?
Yes.
So I should buy this right now?
Club
soda, not baby seals.
Club soda?
Not baby seals.
Oh, I get it. That was the stupidest joke I've ever heard in my life. Because nobody says soda around these parts, Jason. Get it together.
Okay, well, I'm going to look up Cube Man.
Cube Men.
Cube Men.
All right, have you ever played Cartoon Wars on your iPod?
No, I don't have an iPod.
What century are you living in? Come on.
I have a tablet. I win. That is how.
Jason, have you ever played Cartoon Wars?
I don't even know half the stuff you're talking about, so no.
This looks like some weird, like, strategy game.
It is. It's like Cartoon Wars.
Well, what's Cartoon Wars? I've never played Cartoon Wars. You're doing a terrible job at explaining.
All right. It is,
It's between the light and the dark. This is the stupidest trailer I think I've ever seen. In between the reds and the blue, a ton of other.
It's not the greatest game. I had $5 left on my like Visa card, so I was like, why not get it? It's $5. So that's my deal with that.
Kevin.
Yeah, Jason.
You're no game critic. Just download it and play it.
This looks so stupid, though.
Shut up! Yeah, I have a feeling this is gonna be one of those games that kind you think is really good at first, and then you just get bored of it in like 5 days.
I'm getting bored of the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the trailer fully through. But everything else under $5 was like Tomb Raider DLC, and I was like, that series is the stupidest series ever. Why would I do that? So, I just decided to go with this.
Steam doesn't have many good games under $5.
Well, unless there's a,
Fallout Collection.
How much is that?
$6.79.
Is that the whole thing, or is that just like...
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Fallout 2,
is that just
Fallout
DLC? Fallout 1, Fallout 2, those are like the old ones that weren't even Bethesda.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3.
Yeah.
3 was started with Bethesda.
Nope. Just kidding. It's 1, 2, and... Fallout, a post-nuclear role-playing game. Really? That was the title?
Yeah.
Wow.
A post-nuclear war Fallout.
Creative.
It really... Oh, this actually looks pretty sweet.
This looks pretty sweet, bro. So gnarly.
I might buy this. This looks pretty cool.
Ryan, was that really necessary?
What?
Shut up.
So anyway, the gold standard.
This game looks pretty sweet.
So, the gold standard.
Ron Paul, wink, wink.
Dude, this game looks...
I totally did not just understand that message you were trying to imply, so I'm going to go on with the gold standard. It's rising! The price of gold is rising, I swear.
Shut up!
Off of Joel.
I like how we're completely ignoring Kevin, too. He was trying to talk, and we just kept... I'm still interrupting him. What?
Nope.
You say something?
Whoa.
Hey, first one interrupted me. Like,
hey, stop.
Just stop talking, Kevin. Just stop.
It's completely unnecessary.
There
just
you go.
In silence.
There you go. That's good.
I think I'm going to buy Fallout 2.
Shh.
Nah.
Shh.
That's wonderful.
Let's take a moment of silence for the death of Kevin's ego.
Back, I don't want to get sued for copyright infringement, so.
What is he doing?
I don't know. That's the EA boot up sign, though. I'll be right back. I'm going to edit this part out. I need to get some water.
No, you don't. Okay, I guess it's just me and you, Jason.
You guys chill. Okay. I'm going to edit this part out.
No.
Alright. So now we can say whatever we want.
Now we can say how stupid Kevin... Hey, Kevin. Say something if you're stupid.
Yeah.
Or don't say something if you're stupid. He's stupid. By the way, Lenny dies in the end.
Oh, what?
True story, bro. True story.
You just ruined both endings for me.
Both? What's both? What are the two?
The book and the movie, duh.
We already watched and read both of those. I don't know what you're talking about. We watched the book and read the movie.
I think you're just stupid.
I think you're just stupid.
Hey, maybe I am stupid, okay?
Okay, Mr. 4.7 GPA.
Yeah, like... Yeah. No, 4.7 is not possible.
B plus sucks.
A minus sucks.
Oh. Oh, okay. A minus.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
Douchebag. So... No, no, you know what? Just in case, and Kevin's the one that uploads this, we better not say anything important while he's gone. Because, I mean, I'm recording. I could always just use my file, but if Kevin's going to use it, we might as well not say a single important thing while he's gone.
Gold.
Gold.
What?
Gold. Ron Paul? Ron Paul 2012? Tony 2012? Tony, have you seen that video, Tony 2012?
No, I did not. I'm going to watch it right now.
Look it up. It's, you know, I can link it to you.
No. I'll go on YouTube.
All right, it's by Peter Gilroy. That's the channel. It's so great.
Tony 2012.
So great.
Tony 2012, stop the tiger.
Yes, that is it. He's selling big old bags of tiger weed. All right. Just let it soak in. Oh my god, I'm getting shot. Oh, I died. Nothing.
He also sells big old packs of tiger weed.
Oh no, Kevin's seen it actually, I think. I was gonna say I have to show him, but yeah. Is that Kevin?
There is such a thing as too dank.
That's some major. That's okay. Some major perp script.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm back.
Shut up. He's watching Tony 2012.
Is he really?
Yeah. And I'm playing Battlefield Bad Company 2. Oh, killed a guy.
I got my water.
He takes his glasses off and on repeatedly.
Well, I just poured
Star
water.
Star Wars.
Is this son retarded?
I like Star Wars.
It's my favorite type of Star Wars.
Star Wars is my favorite type of Star Wars. I hope you know that's a full-grown man, by the way. Just dressed up as a child. Just as a heads up.
Okay, Ryan. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm preparing for April 20th when I'm going to flake out the night.
What?
Flake out the night?
Jason knows what's up.
Well, I get it. Nah, 420. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
We're going to flake out. We're going to buy every single cereal besides Frosted Flakes. It's flaking out the night.
Oh, I made that as a marijuana reference.
Oh, you're... What? What?
What? Flake as in... Okay. Okay, then.
You should just flake out of life.
Minecraft.
What?
What have you been up to?
Other, literally nothing. I'm playing Battlefield Bad Company 2 right now, and I'm getting owned, but nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I found a stronghold in Minecraft.
Yeah, I saw that video. That was, I can't believe I watched all three.
Dude, every single one is like 20 to 30 minutes, man. Got
to
do that.
I'm thinking it's because I had nothing better to do. I'm like, hey, Ryan put out a video. I'm going to watch it. And then I realized it's 33 minutes.
I got to have that tag of weed.
But that's 420. I got to have my... We're just going to have to link that somehow. Somehow in a podcast. We're gonna read out the. I just missed this guy from 5 feet away. Okay, there we go. And he didn't even see me.
Okay, what are you drinking? Are you drinking anything? Eating anything?
What am I jerking?
I'm drinking water. I'm drinking.
No,
whoa.
No, oh. It is not your turn.
Wait, what am I jerking?
That entails quite a few things. Actually.
Well, you must
cut
know.
My life.
Cut Kevin, my life you never said sushi, welcome so. To FAP.
No, it's gonna.
Our
song, moron.
What?
It's going to be in the song. I'm going to just pre-write a complete intro.
Fab.
Time to edit that part up.
It's just going to be fabity fab 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 fab.
Now, if somebody else made a song like that, I'm going to get sued for counter.
Oh, wow. That was a quick scope. Just kidding.
Okay,
okay, what?
Jason, let's go over to you. What have you been playing?
Today, I rocked out some Portal 2, massively failed at it, and
Portal
then I came to my basement and got and here I am.
Wait. You cut out at the last thing you said. You said you went to your basement and then... I heard viciously masturbate, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's completely accurate.
Yeah.
Know?
I heard went online, but, you know, whatever. That's cool, too.
Because the two totally are not.
What?
Cannot be mistaken for
that's
each other.
What you heard? Wow.
Who cut my...
What's wrong with your ears, man?
My plastic fork, oven baking, heavy breathing. Don't give a fuck if it's carbs that I'm eating.
What? Now.
All right, wait,
perfect,
wait.
I just had pizza
we have to discuss
dinner.
What Jason said to make this seem like a long podcast of important things.
No, we'll make it long. We got news and stuff to be at.
We are only 15 minutes in. We still have like a million hours to go.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll be fine. Just don't even think about
Let's talk about Portal. Two.
Yeah, talk about Portal 2, Jason. How do you like it?
Jason, how do you like Portal 2?
Hey, shut up. I just asked him that.
You know what? No, Ryan's like harassing me, so I don't feel like answering that question anymore.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you like Portal?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you like Portal?
Ryan, I'm going to murder your family and leave you alive, surrounded by dead carcasses.
Last night at Anna's party, I threatened to... What was
Joke's
it?
On you. I like necrophilia.
Oh,
necrobestiality. What?
What?
Oh my goodness! This just took a turn for the worse. Okay, Jason. So you enjoy
the comfort of dead animals? Yes.
No. A portal. Oh goodness.
Okay, so we have already lost like 5 people right there. Within that, like that 30-second time period.
We're at, like, a negative fan base now.
Oh, people are going to listen to us just to hate us. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, Jason, you like Portal?
Yeah.
That's good. Right, what are you drinking? Water?
Yeah, I'm drinking a giant 1-liter bottle of water.
I was just at Meijer's, and some guy bought, like, a 2-gallon jug of beer.
Dude, I want to be that guy.
It's not even St. Paddy's Day.
No, it was called, like, the gut bust, or the bladder buster. It looked pretty weird.
The bladder buster?
The bladder buster. I'm going to look
that up. That's awkward.
Bladder.
Just like, hey, man, I just purchased the bladder buster.
Okay, note to self, don't Google image search bladder buster.
Bladder buster.
I'm good.
Urban Dictionary, bladder buster. Any of the ubiquitous, huge, outrageously obnoxious soft drink containers sold in convenience stores... They get larger each year, and before long, they crash bar to a 55-gallon drum.
Isn't that thing massive?
Pissing the night away.
What are you guys doing?
Okay, let's get off this topic.
Wait, are we still talking about the bladder buster?
Nope, we're not anymore. Let's talk about what I played. I played Fat Princess.
What?
I played... Fat Princess.
What is Fat Princess? Let's tell me about it, Kevin. Tell me about it.
Well,
Does it involve any obese royal women?
It does, and I'm hoping... I am so desperately hoping you're playing Minecraft in the background.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I am, actually. Wait, why? Do you hear the blocks that are clicking?
I hear the blocks.
How do you hear that? Do you hear yourself?
No, I don't. It's weird. Okay, yeah, that's even weirder. Okay, so basically, that... Princess,
fat,
team
fat.
Of the princess, and
oh,
they're trying
fat.
To kill each other.
Okay, wait. Go back something.
Fat princess.
Okay, so they're what?
Hey,
they're trying to kill each other.
Hey, guys.
What?
Wanna know what the friend zone is?
No.
What?
The friend zone is when a girl decides you're her friend. No longer a dating option. You become a complete non-sexual entity in her eyes.
Such
like
as
her
lamp.
Brother.
Oh, guys can do it.
I don't want to be a lamp.
No, guys can do it too. Can...
What?
Guys can... You can do it the other way around.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
I've done it on
accident. No. Technically, it's not possible for a guy to do that.
Really? So then... so it's like you've... Oh, and then they just do it before you do it to them.
No, it's just completely impossible for a guy to do that.
Yeah, it's just completely impossible. I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know what you're saying here, Kevin.
Neither do I, apparently. Okay, so Fat Princess. You guys ready? Run down on Fat Princess.
Fat Princess.
Yeah, sure, we'll call it that. Okay, so got an obese woman in one castle, you got an obese woman in the other castle. Basically, you're trying to feed them so the other team can't capture them.
What? So that they can't pick them up or something? Or is it just...
Yeah, they can't pick up the princess. It is
Seems
such
legit.
A good game.
Seems legit. How much is it free, or is it just like one of those addicting games type ones?
No. I have it on my PSP. It might be on Steam.
On your PSP.
I needed something to do, so I saw it on my PS3, and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to play it on my PSP. So
Kevin, it hurts my heart that you actually have that like on your PSP. Really? You know, I wouldn't expect something from something like maybe like addicting games. You know, I don't expect that. But for a PSP game, I am disappointed.
Oh, Fat Princess isn't on Steam. Okay, never mind. And I also played some Call of Duty, of course. But
you played what? Call of Duty?
Like, yeah.
Call of Duty, as in poop.
As in fat, definitely.
So
they're annoying now. I don't like Call of Duty anymore.
Oh, looks like someone finally caught on.
Well, no, I've always had in the back of my head that I hate this game. Like,
but you just
I play it anyways, and I don't know why. I don't know.
How about you, Jason?
What
do you think of Call of Duty?
It sucks.
Okay, seems legit.
You just cut out so hard, Jason. It was like, you're like, it sucks ass. That's all I heard. Okay, what? What were you saying to me?
Yeah, what do you feel on the whole...
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Hate it.
Hate it?
Thank you.
Straight up hate it. Ever since Modern Warfare 2.
I'm getting there. And I am inhaling liquids as in the form of H2O.
Talking about in the form of, like, you know, drugs.
Yeah. No. Okay, you guys want to talk about some of the news things found?
No, I haven't read any of them.
All right. No, neither have I. Let's go with it now.
I really haven't either. I just saw interesting titles and put them in.
Cat plunges 19 stories from high rise, walks away.
I heard
that the cat has flying monkey ability. I'm dead serious. This is what it read. This is what it said. I read that article. That was the only one I read. It had like those flying monkey abilities, and it has like it could control where it landed, and it landed on a pile of mulch. Let me read that. No, I don't know if it was flying monkey. It was, you know those things that you know like when they have like that skin between their arm and they're like. Like the side, and then they can like kind of fly, but they can't really fly. But they can kind
flying
of just.
Squirrel?
They can, yes, here, Sugar, a white furry cat who is deaf. I don't know how they knew that.
How did they find out the cat is deaf? They're like, I have never had a cat respond to me yelling at it. So
I don't know why. I don't even know why they would add that. Like why would we care? Okay,
no,
anyways.
Okay, Sugar, a white. Furry, who is deaf, plunged 19 floors from a window in a high-rise building in Boston, and aided by her fall by a tiny mulch of patch was glided like a little flying squirrel.
It says Allah. Why does it say Allah?
I no.
That's like French.
So many typos. So apparently this cat thought it could fly. I don't like cats.
Yeah. High five. Internet high five.
Might have, I wish,
that was just weird.
I wish it didn't hit the mulch. I don't like cats.
It's horrible.
Hey,
we would have like a cat pancake.
Did you guys hear about the 45 foot paper airplane?
Yes. No, it's 45 pounds.
No, 45 foot.
Oh, I thought it was 45 pounds.
It's 800 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a big difference.
So it's just like a regular airplane.
No.
But paper.
No.
Okay, now on to the second news article.
Hang on. 45 foot paper airplane.
I saw that. I was tempted to put it in, but I'm like, no, we're probably not going to even get to talk to the ones we already have.
No, I want to see this now. That's just a regular airplane.
Oh my God.
But it's made out of paper. I want someone to actually sit in it and try it. I really want to see that.
They would die.
No, why?
Just saying.
Parachutes.
Because. No.
No. Why?
No.
Explain to me why.
Just shut up. Shut up.
Further news.
What? Too early?
Yes.
A little bit. Okay, you guys ready for this next article?
Ratchet and Clank collection now up for pre-order.
That's like the fourth one or third one. You missed the other one.
That's the second one on here.
No, it's not. Second one is PlayStation Vita drops to $49.99.
No, definitely don't see that.
Really? Right below the cat one.
Yeah, nothing. I just see me saying, LOLOLOL, awesome. And then I'll have to find something, and I never found something. And then you saying, Ratchet and Clank collection now for pre-order.
No, look above your LOLOLO awesome. You get the...
There's nothing.
Yes, there is!
There's zero things.
Well, fine, I'm posting it in Skype then, okay?
Post it in Skype.
Okay, everybody look at that.
Trendy gamers.
So, are you guys going to pick up the Vita?
No.
No?
No.
No. I would, but PSPs and anything... like a PSP, would be good, but nobody makes good games for them, so they're a waste of my time.
I agree.
There was one good game, and I don't think anybody's played it, but there was one good game for it, and that was Monster Hunter. I don't think you've played that.
Those were pretty good.
Have you played that?
I have, yes.
I played Monster Hunter. I played Monster Hunter 2, and that was the only good game I've ever had for PSP. Everything else sucked.
Yeah, they did.
Except...
YOLO.
How do you kick him from the call?
Shut up.
I want to kick you in the mouth right now.
I don't know.
YOLO.
Trade in 5 select games and get an 8 gig iPod Touch free.
Yeah, I already have that. Shucks. Yeah. Wait. Hang on. You trade in. Wait, what is it?
Trade in 5 select games.
Okay, that's stupid. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm looking at.
I was gonna turn in like Call of Duty 4 and like Red Dead Redemption and just be like, yeah, here, give me my free iPod.
Yeah, they aren't there. Actually, Red Dead is.
It is? Well, actually, those are the two games that I've scratched. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
They're unplayable. They were scratched by the Xbox.
Oh, okay. Next news article.
Oh, Matt, dude, you're moving too fast.
Well, you guys already claimed the Vita's stupid and no one's gonna buy it, so might as well go on.
Yeah, the Vita is pretty stupid.
Oh, the Vita is beautiful. Okay, 7 games we are
looking
for.
Wait. Let's go back to the Vita. Is that the one where they said you could, like, push on the back or something? Like, have a touch?
Yeah, it's a touch.
Dude, you just hardcore cut out.
Oh, the back is a touch screen.
That'd be cool, but yeah, it's just nothing good for any PSP system.
Give it time.
I gave the PSP time. I had that for years, and
that had some good games on it, though.
What good games? It had a few, but like,
no.
Those Grand Theft Autos were way better than the DS ones.
I played. Oh, well, now we're gonna compare it to the DS, as if Nintendo ever makes quality systems.
That is a great point, actually.
Amen, brother.
So they came
Amen.
Out on the Wii. They're like, yeah, the Wii is better than the GameCube, and then they come out with like Xbox 360, and they're like, yeah, the Wii sucks.
Helen Keller plays games better than this.
That's
just like the Wii U. It's gonna come out, and they're gonna think it's so awesome and good, and then they're gonna come out like the Xbox 720 or something, and then the Xbox 720 is gonna step it up, and then the PS3 2
is gonna mean the PS4.
I know. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
I was about to say PS. I was about to say that, but then I caught myself, and then I just said it anyway because I thought it would sound really stupid.
Yeah, it definitely did sound really stupid.
Then those two will come out and just completely dominate the Wii U.
That is how gaming works.
So, let's go on.
Yep, okay. 7 games to look forward to in April. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Oh, they better be good.
Okay, what on earth is that noise in the background?
You know, that's too madre. Game.
What?
Too madre.
Hang on, let me see if that's my game. That might be. Nah, screw it. I'll just exit the whole game. Just exit. There we go. I'm not hearing any noise. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I guess we're all good. Okay, number one, the Devil May Cry the Collection.
Devil May... I heard that series was kind of bad.
I heard that too.
Let me look it up. Devil May Cry 4. No, you know what? Let's go to Metacritic.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Jason.
Want to know something?
No.
Borderlands 2 will have 96.5% more wub-wub.
Wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub will make the game better.
Oh, Devil May Cry HD Collection right here. April
3rd
comes out.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Let's see. There's Devil May Cry 2, which came out in 2003. Got a 68.
Oh,
so close to my favorite number. And Devil May Cry 4 came out in 2008, and it's 5-year difference. That's wonderful. And it got an 84.
Okay. So they actually worked on it. Okay, what's the next one?
What's the next one? That's
yeah, it's
that...
all three.
Oh, I didn't check them all. I literally typed. Oh, what? It said Devil May Cry 2. Okay, so there's Devil May Cry. I don't know. It only shows two of them.
Okay, whatever. I'm not gonna buy it.
Devil May Cry the original was 94. That's pretty good.
Oh, so then they just started stinking. Okay.
Yeah, then they just started, you know.
I don't know.
They just
gave up. If I'm going to pick up any collections this year, it's going to be the Jak and Daxter or the Ratchet and Clank.
Those are good. I the first Jak and Daxter is the only one I played actually.
Oh, dude, the second and third were like.
No, I might have played the second one, but I definitely didn't play Jak 3.
Oh, Jak 3 was amazing.
I played that. I played that one.
It was the man.
That game was amazing.
I played the one for PSP. The one where you're like a fly, the little ferret thing, and you swat flies and stuff.
Yeah, don't call him a ferret.
He's not a ferret. His name is Daxter.
Shut up.
It's hot.
Hey. What was he? What was Daxter? He was
a ferret.
No, it wasn't exactly any specific name for his type of species.
But if you wanted to classify him, he'd be a ferret.
No.
Wow, this is great.
He had an animal. What was it?
Wait, before you say anything, I just thought this was funny.
He was the reincarnation of a precursor.
93 was what...
Otzel! He was an Otzel!
What's an ocelot?
No, just an Otzel. That's what...
How do you spell that?
O-T-T-S-E-L.
Donny Brownies, what?
Wait, O-T-T...
S-E-L. Yep, that's...
Well, that's not like a real thing. That's just like straight up Daxter. That's
No. That's what Daxter was.
No. That's what Ratchet is.
What?
Yeah.
No, Ratchet was not.
Wait, Clank's the little robot, right?
Clank's
a
robot.
I always get mixed up. Yeah.
Where is your childhood?
I barely played those. I played the one for PSP, and I played one. That one's actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. That one's good. I liked it.
What did you? Ratchet is a Lombax.
Now look, I typed in Otzel, and I looked at Google Images, and there's some not so appropriate pictures of Otzels on here. But I typed in Otzel. That is it. And there's a picture of Ratchet. So I don't know.
I see one of Daxter. Okay, I only see pictures of Daxter. I don't see a single
person. Are you on Bing or Google? Because Bing sucks.
No, I Googled it.
Are you on Google Images?
I see a single picture.
It's on like the fourth line down for me.
Oh, what? I do. Okay, yeah, there is one of Ratchet.
There's two, actually. There's one right above it. No. Yeah, I don't know. I just saw that and I was like, that's not Daxter.
No, Ratchet is a Lombax.
Oh, hang on. I got to show you something. Nope. Does the internet. This is totally a crappy thing because it uses Bing and there's no. Okay. It's called whatdoesTheInternetThink.com. There you go. There's a link.
Oh, I've seen that. Yep, I've seen it.
It would be cool, but it doesn't actually, like,
vote. Oh, no. No. No, 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 no. That's going to open up an Internet Explorer.
Sucks for you.
No!
Wait.
For Minecraft, it shows up 55% positive. Like, come on.
For what?
If you type Minecraft in what does the Internet think, it's only 55% positive.
Really? And 45% negative?
Well, no, it's 43. Yeah, but the thing is, the way they do it is they take things people have searched and then assume if it's negative or positive.
Type in woman.
Sixty-six 66%
negative. No, mine's 92.2.
What? Wait, did you just have woman?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I don't even know what the heck you guys are talking about.
Go to whatistheinternetthink.net.
Yeah. Okay. I typed in a few things, but I probably shouldn't say them out loud. I typed them in earlier when I was playing with this. Oh, by the way, what I was going to say earlier. Mass Effect 3 got a 93 from, like, actual critics and stuff, and got a 4.8 from the users.
Yeah, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, 4.8 out of 10, actually. It's not out of, like, 100 like the other one is.
But 4.9 out of 10?
Yeah, I know. I don't.
It's because the story was so poorly written.
But why would the.
You're written.
Why would the critics say it's better?
They get paid too.
Oh, God. I think my computer just, like, froze. No, but I can still talk to you guys.
I can still hear you, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is 53% negative.
There's something I typed in, but I don't want to say it out loud.
Funny one.
I'll type 69.
Lol.
Yeah, but these are so wrong because, like, if somebody types "is Minecraft bad," then it'll come up as negative. But they're really not saying negative things, because you know this isn't actual voting.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this. I can't believe women was like a 99.1% negative.
I'm not really surprised by that. I got a call.
Neither am I, but
my mother. But I'm not gonna answer that right now.
Oh, Matt.
I'll just let that vibrate on my desk.
Lol.
Oh, yeah, man's a negative 80. Okay, well, back on to what we're talking about. Number four on the, or number six on the top seven games to look forward to is Xenoblade Chronicles for the Wii. Nope, it's an anime game. I really don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
And besides, it's for the Wii, so automatically it's going to get a negative 5.
Exactly. Next.
It's The Witcher 2, Assassin's.
Wait. What were the first, like, five?
No, this is number three.
I thought you said number six. I was like, what? Okay.
No, number three is The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings.
I thought that already came out, Witcher 2. Or maybe is that like DLC or something?
No, it's the full game.
I don't know then. Maybe that's like another version of it. I've never played it, but I just know Witcher 2 is already out.
Huh.
All right, nobody's played that. Next one.
Portal Prototype 2.
Is that a full game?
Yeah.
Wait, hang, and do they ever make a map creator in that game?
I think so.
I thought they were going to do that. That would have been so
I would have bought it.
That would have been awesome. I still have it for Xbox. Okay, anyway. Link me to this. I want to see this.
What are you on?
Or what are you on? IGN?
Someone just hung up.
Nobody hung up.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, Jason.
Jason's gone.
That's scrubnub. All right. Trendygamers.com. Seven. Okay, I guess. Oh, my gosh. I just saw, like. Okay.
Jason, you back?
I think his computer probably just, like, because he said it was frozen.
Yeah, I probably pooped on him. Okay, well, we'll go on without him since he doesn't play games anyways.
Okay, wait, let me look at these.
Prototype 2 looks pretty sweet.
Okay, let me look. Okay, so we have Xenoblade. Oh, you already said that. That kind of looks like Final Fantasy.
All anime games look like Final Fantasy.
I know.
All anime games are Final Fantasy.
Wait, where'd you get Portal 2?
Prototype 2.
No, earlier you said Portal 2.
No, actually I said Portal 2, but I corrected myself.
What? I just went on that whole discussion about Portal 2 and it wasn't even the right game.
No, Prototype 2.
Okay, yeah, okay. Prototype 2. That game...
That game looks really sweet. Up next, we have The Walking Dead. That actually looks pretty cool.
Because you see some guy slapping a zombie.
Up next, we have Digicia 3.
Anime game. Skip.
Nope, it's an anime game. I really don't care. And probably the biggest one is Trials Evolution.
Trials? That's... I mean, that game's fun, but it's like a mini game almost. It's not even like...
It is. That's what...
Oh, well, I guess... Yeah, I guess it's Xbox Live Arcade.
Trials HD was amazing.
I never played it, actually. I played the demo, I think.
I just remember the demo playing it at a friend's house. It was amazing. Where on earth is Jason?
Where's Jason? It's so lonely without him.
Add him to the conference. Okay, nope.
Is he back on?
No one.
I have to call my mother, but I don't want to leave you right now. So I'm going to wait till Jason gets back. Then I'll leave you.
I'll edit this part out. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
How lovely of you. All right, you guys there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jason.
Jason's still not? Mm-hmm. Oh, my chair is really loud. Yeah. I had to go lock all the doors and stuff.
Okay, then.
Because they're not home.
I posted a new article that you might be interested in.
Where? On Skype?
Skype, yeah. Just open it up. Tell me if any of those interest you. I'm kind of interested.
Five games, April 2012. That's what I'm seeing. Is that... Oh. Okay, you already did that. Never mind. Gamefly... Oh, wait. 15. Under $15 used sale.
Dude, some of these are really good.
Hang on. Let me just... Okay, I mean, used game. I thought Gamefly was... Like... I thought they, like, sold games.
No, they...
I mean, I thought they were, like, they you know, they sent them out to you.
Yeah, but, you know, after so long, games lose in popularity, so they have to get rid of them somehow.
But, I mean, I thought that was, like, a rental.
It is.
So why is it under 15? I thought they always just costed... So this is just under $15 for rented used games.
No. Okay, so originally, Call of Duty Black Ops comes out, and they buy 3 million copies of it.
Okay.
Jason's back on. Because, you know, hey, a lot of people probably are going to play it, right?
Yeah.
But now, how many people want to rent that?
5.
Yeah, exactly, not the 3 million. So they're going to get rid of the other 2,999,995.
So they're just
what in the
sell
name
them
of God just happened?
Look who decided to join our conversation.
So they're selling them.
Yeah, they're selling them. Those are
but
all
they don't money normally sell. They just, you know.
No, they usually rent.
But they're just running out. Okay. So is this Rage I'm seeing here?
I'm seeing Rage. Yeah, Rage is like.
Okay,
$8,
hang on. PlayStation 3. That's not no use to me. Is there any? Oh, there's no PC. I guess I could still look at these for Xbox. Ellis Madness Returns. Okay, that seems kind of useless to me.
Assassin's
I've
Creed
this
Brotherhood is only $13.
I wish they had PC ones. Let's see, we have
Bulletstorm was a
Bad
great
Company
game.
2 for $8.99. Brotherhood for $12.99. Brink for $7.99. Bulletstorm $7.99. Call of Juarez.
That game was so bad.
The Cartel.
That was one of the worst games of last year.
Captain America, Super Soldier.
Oh my god. I don't know why they're getting rid of these.
Crisis 2.
There you go. That's a good game. Dead Space 2.
Deus Ex. You know, nobody's ever said this. There's always those commentators or whatever, and they always say that, but they never actually, like, point it out. And everybody in the comments always says it. It sounds like Day of Sex when you say it. It's like,
Deus Ex. Oh, wow, it does. Yeah,
Deus
does.
Sex. Okay. Huh. Nobody ever says that. Like, the commentators and stuff, they always like, yeah, we're playing Day of Sex. It sounded like I said Day of Sex. Like, no, they don't ever do that. I don't know why.
Huh. Well, when I do my playthrough of that, I will have to do that.
You will.
Driver San Francisco. Did you guys hear anything about this game?
I like how you skipped over Dragon Age 2.
No.
Dragon Age 2 does not count.
I know, I know.
That, those are...
Oh, Oblivion, that's a good game, I think. I think I've never actually played it. But, I mean, it's Elder Scrolls, it's gotta be good.
Okay, throughout the entire game, you're in a coma, and you have this magic power where you can control other people.
And then you wake up, and then you die.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, that's... L.A. Noire right, is only
I'll,
$8.
I'll be back.
No, no, Jason, yes. No. No.
Get out of here, Chase.
Okay. L.A. Noire.
Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, $15.
That's what I...
Okay, that's not a good deal. Never mind. I thought it was...
$7.99 for L.A. Noire. That... I don't know why... I thought L.A. Noire was a friggin' great game. I bet
that
nobody...
is more money than L.A. Noire.
What?
Medal of Honor is more expensive than L.A. Noire.
Did you hear that? That was a facepalm. Okay.
That game was a nightmare. What?
Oh, man. You want to know a good Wii game I've actually played? I'm not going to lie. I actually had fun playing it, but it's only good multiplayer.
Let me guess. Call of Duty Black Ops.
No. James Bond.
What? James? Goldeneye?
I don't remember which one it was. I was playing at my cousin's house, and we were going, like, Die Hard. Let me see. I think it was GoldenEye. It was like COD 4 when you played it. It was, like, fun, actually.
Well, overall, yeah. You guys check out Gamefly. They have some games on sale if you don't know how to pirate games.
Yarry, wee laddie.
Over to the next news article.
I can't do it. I was going to do the Mickey Mouse voice.
Well, you should have done it.
Uh-huh. Hi, Mickey Mouse. I can't do it.
Hi, Mickey Mouse. That's just creepy.
Okay. Hi, Mickey Mouse.
Maybe that was the point.
Hey, hang on.
Okay, next news.
Call of Cody, Children of Warfare.
Ratchet & Clank collections are now up for pre-order.
You definitely went over that, didn't we? No, we didn't. Never mind. I tried to go over it, but then you said I was wrong.
I probably did. I don't know. This game was amazing. Ratchet & Clank's were so good.
Yeah, I actually liked the PSP one, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, the PSP.
My favorite one was probably Deadlocked.
Deadlocked was good.
Never played it.
After that was Going Commando.
I'm gonna go with
Wait, what was the PSP one?
Size Matters.
Yeah, that one was good.
So with the number one being Going Commando, number two I'm gonna go Deadlocked. Three the original. Four, Size Matters. Oh, no, I'm not even... I have every single one, and I always forget the two on the PS3, even though they're so good.
PS3?
Yeah.
You're a scrub. You scrum nub.
Better than an Xbox.
Not better than a PC.
No, it's not. Nothing's better than PC. Okay,
exactly.
So are we going to call it a wrap on that news article?
Sure thing.
We got one
buddy
left.
Buddy O'Bale. And then yeah. And then after that, if we still think of stuff, we can talk.
Okay, you guys ready?
No. What?
Doyle Hardick.
No, I'm
arrested.
It. I will end you from the conversation. Okay, guys.
Doyle Hardick.
Doyle Hardwick is arrested on one because his wife wouldn't let him go to bed.
No, because his wife wouldn't go to bed. He called 911.
Oh, yeah, his wife wouldn't go to bed because he was pestering him about being on Facebook.
I didn't actually... like read this. I just saw the title and I was like, Kevin, why? That's the point when I just questioned humanity.
He was okay. Basically, he
I don't
was
live on this planet anymore.
He was. She was upset, and she wouldn't go to bed because he was on Facebook.
But he's like old. Why was he on Facebook anyway?
I don't know.
He's like a greasy old man.
It should be a law that people
he's
above
57.
The age of like 35. There should be a law that people above the age of like 35 should not be on Facebook.
No, he looks so much older than 57.
I saw the news picture. I was like, oh my god, he looks like 80. Like he's about to croak.
Mm-hmm. He looks way older than that.
Yeah.
He cannot be 57. I think a lot of drugs have taken their toll.
Wow.
Oh, that's what I'm calling.
The tags. Amazing. I think it's funny, scary, hot, crazy, important, and weird.
How is that hot?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Jason.
I'm sorry I questioned that. All right. Yeah.
Hard Dick was arrested for misuse of 911. He was sentenced on March 1st to serve 60 days in jail.
Oh my god.
I'm not reading this one, but I think this should be something you guys should see.
Oh god, I don't know. I don't want to click the link, really. I saw it. Third graders reportedly have
under desk. Teacher fired for not responding.
Not notice. How do you? Yeah, you didn't. You didn't notice it, so you're fired. What is this? I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I'm reading this anymore.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Jason, did you see that? What? No, I'll read the title to you. Third graders reportedly have oral sex under desk. Teacher fired for not noticing.
What?
Yes, what? It is exactly what you think.
Okay, how do you... Okay, I'm not even going to question that. No, I'm not going to question it. This world is too fucked up. I don't want to live on it anymore, ever.
You know what must really suck? For the parents, you know, when your kid's like 15 and they do that, you're like already mad at them. But when they're like 6, you're just like, I give up. You just, that's the point when you kick the kid in the face and just leave, just walk away.
Actually, they're like 9 or 10.
Third grade. Dude, third grade. No.
Yeah, third grade is 7 years ago.
Obama is quoted for saying, if I had a son, he would look like a Trayvon.
What? Oh, God. Okay.
Like I said, this whole thing has just gone downhill. Really.
Washington, D.C. For the first time since the controversy erupted on the national scene, President Barack Obama weighed in on the killing of Trayvon Martin, calling it a tragedy and saying if he were to have a son, he would look like Trayvon.
What?
I think Trayvon's parents are right to expect that all of us Americans are going to take what's... Oh my goodness, this article is so weird.
Why? What would be the point of... Yeah, I'm really sorry your son's dead, but by the way, if I had one, he would look just like him. Like, what?
Oh my goodness, that is...
I am Barack Obama.
Oh my goodness, that is so weird.
Just imagine if Bush was still president. If I had a son, he would still look like Trayvon.
He's so black. Like, you picture this Trayvon guy, and then you see a picture of Obama, and it's like, not even close.
I just don't get what is that going to do to say you would have a son that look, your son's dead, but mine will look just like him. So if you want to ever be jealous of someone, yeah, be jealous of me. All
right, okay. If I had a son, he would look like his Okay, we're done with that one. Let's go. The Hunger Games reviews are in, and they are not good. Have you guys seen this?
No. I haven't even read the books anyway.
I'm so tempted to hang up on you.
I refuse to see the movie because I do not like the book.
Lenny dies in the end.
You! Okay. Actually, I really don't care.
Wait. There was something I was going to say, but I forgot. What was going to say, man? Hey, did you see Boner Police trailer number 2?
No.
No, I did not.
I thought one of you guys have seen it. I remember I linked it and somebody liked it. I don't think it's as awesome as the first one, but I'll link it to you guys.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think I did.
I didn't.
Those guys make funny as hell videos. That's the same people who did Tony 2012.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
LeBron and the Miami Heat. We are Trayvon.
What?
Who is this Trayvon guy?
Wait, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, some kid was buying Skittles and he got shot for doing or for buying Skittles or something like that.
Wait, he was buying Skittles?
No, he had. Let me think about this. I think this is what I was. Let's see. He bought Skittles and he went to the store, bought Skittles and an Arizona, and was walking home, and some guy was like, "Hey, that's a black guy. and then he just shot him.
Really?
Yeah, and he's not. I don't think he got arrested either. Oh, by the way, I just have to link that just so you guys can watch it. Just watch that latest link.
Oh, great! Thanks. You crashed my Google Chrome.
Just watch that link. Just you have to. Jason, are you watching it?
Dance of No, I am not.
No, wait. Just watch it.
What is the title of it?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to watch it. It's not. It's, no, it. There are no, or there are no sexual organs in it. If that makes you feel any better.
Man. What? What is this guy's YouTube's name?
Sexual Lobster.
What?
Number one comment is, why do I keep watching this?
Oh, that's like the same. I have that same problem.
Dance of the Man and Whore. What the fuck?
Love is largest, brontosaurus,
passion. Oh god, I have an advertisement.
All love is real, it's no mirage. Want to lock you in my garage. Climb upon my trusty steed. Later you will taste my seed. This heart of mine is yours to capture. From now on to velociraptor.
Ryan, are you really singing along?
Dude, I know all the words, man. Oh my. And I like the second comment. LOL, what am I watching? Oh my god, I have a lady boner.
Okay, it loaded up from there.
I wield my passion like an axe. It's warm and gooey, just like wax. You cannot tame such juicy lust. Can you?
You cannot tame such juicy lust. What?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I must eat yogurt off of you.
We're gonna have to find some place outside of iTunes.
My father never loved me.
What?
Oh my. What the heck?
My father never loved me. What?
Can you withstand my manly musk? Roses are red, violets are blue. I must eat yogurt off of you. This heart.
Too bad I will have sex with you, and then we'll prepare a stew. Love, the eternal love can surpass. Jürgen's dish,
best served chill. Forgot to get my prescription. Just have sex with you. I cannot watch this.
This is amazing.
I know. I've watched it. I swear I've watched it over 100 times.
It's hilarious.
I tried watching that 1 hour video before. Or the not the 1 hour, the 10 hour one. I didn't finish.
Sadly. Well, it's what did what?
Yeah.
I just watched.
I'm gonna watch the Boner Police now.
Love is Lodge's Brontus. I linked it, Boner Police number 2.
The okay, second one. Well, you guys wanna know the election dashboard?
The what?
Currently, Romney is in the lead.
Oh God! Are you serious?
Okay. Well, wait. Santorum is not ahead of Paul, is he?
Hang on. Let me say this. Okay, delegates wise, Romney is in the raising wise. Romney.
Wait. Go back and like cut out.
Okay, delegate wise, Romney has 563. Okay. Santorum, however.
Santorum is in second.
Yeah, he's in second with 263.
Are you? Oh my God! I seriously. I do not want to live in it anymore.
Oh, hang on. It gets better. For Twitter, Romney has 390,000 followers. Santorum has 180. Gingrich has 1.5 million.
Oh, my God. 1.5 million
Hang on, hang on, hang on. I just have to real-life face test right now.
I just face-palmed majorly.
I don't even think face desk is enough to express my... my rage right
now. This is like knife. Ron Paul, 0 states. He only has 50 delegates. He's getting about 1 million votes. Facebook likes, he has the most. Oh, wait. No, Romney has the most. Twitter followers has the least.
Well, wait, what about Obama?
Obama's not on this.
Well, yeah, because he's not a Republican.
Oh, right.
He's probably going to win, though.
Candidates.
I swear, he better win if Santorum is in second.
I swear to God, yeah. I am
gonna punt a baby to hell and back if Santorum wins. I'm gonna hope for an assassination. That's all I'm gonna say. If Santorum wins, and he better get assassinated. Somebody out there listening to this, consider it. Consider it.
Okay. Have you guys seen that video of I was going to kill Obama? You know, but not because he's black or anything.
No.
animals that.
It can't top Dance of the Manhor though, can it?
Oh yes, it can.
See,
it cannot.
We need to post this somewhere though, where we can put all the links.
I'll think of something.
Because if we just put it on iTunes, nobody's gonna be able to see it. Well, I mean, we're gonna have to put it on iTunes anyway, but nobody's gonna be able to see the links.
Okay, guys, watch that video. Number one news article: Obama caught lip syncing speech.
Lip syncing speech.
Just watch that video.
I'm watching the Boner Police one right now. They arrested on Tuesday after I've yet to watch it still.
I just saw that guy's picture and I know he's racist. I can already tell from the look in his eyes.
An FBI spokesman told the press the plot was slowed down largely because of Kropp's fears that the assassination would seem racist, when in fact he meant it to have nothing to do with President Obama's skin color.
Now we understand that the FBI was tipped off in part by a videotape that Kropp himself had made and distributed to major media outlets. We have a section of that tape to show our viewers right now.
I will personally destroy Barack Obama, and it's not because he's African American. It's because of his socialist policies. Look, my sister's married to a black guy. It's not a black and white thing.
And then he went on to list all of his other.
Oh, his sister's married to a black guy. That obviously means he's not racist.
Yes, it's perfect justification.
It's not racist.
Expressing astonishment this morning, saying that Kropp was quiet and mostly kept to himself, except when encountering a black person, when he would become exceedingly chatty, going so far as to invite complete strangers to hang out. Today Now's very own Jane Carmichael is right now standing by.
Now the FBI is saying...
Oh, a hillbilly, okay.
Today, and I quote, "It's Obama who should be in prison, not me, but I don't mean all black people belong in prison. I mean just him. Well, unless you've committed a crime, I mean it should be equal," end quote.
Well, unless you've committed a crime, I mean it should be equal.
Did you watch the entire thing?
I skipped through a few of it, a little bit. I got you.
Middle part's one of the best. It's like, he goes up to Sons of Liberty.
But apparently they turned Kropp down because...
And says, "Obama must be killed. He's got a dark soul."
He's got
and
a dark soul.
And everyone was like,
soul.
"Well, what does that mean, dark soul?" And he's all like, nah, that's not what I meant. But I gotta tell you, it just didn't sit right with me.
Now the FBI...
What a racist.
So yeah, according to The Onion, somebody has tried to kill Obama because of his skin color. This podcast just got so derailed.
Yeah. At least, the whole thing didn't go downhill, though. I mean, most of it did, but...
Yeah, the whole thing still was there. You want to wrap it up? Keep
hang on, I got...
Talking.
We can keep... I don't know.
I want to keep talking. Jason,
I don't know. Jason's, like, dead.
Hey, maybe I am dead. You don't know me. You don't know what I got.
I think the idea of Santorum becoming president just made him run off and kill himself. Don't worry, Jason. I almost thought of it too.
Wait, was he the anti-gay guy?
He was the guy that compared gays to 9/11. He was the guy who made a Lord of the Rings reference in one of his speeches.
Oh, dude, I'm voting for him.
I'm gonna have to kill you.
Kidding, just kidding. Who was the guy that was anti-gay?
No, that was him. He compared gays to 9/11.
No, he said how we kids can't pray in school, but we have gay people fighting for our rights.
What was his name? Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
He just gave up after that. Yeah, he released that and everybody was like, wow, Rick Perry's a douche. Oh, by the way, I just got to show you something. I don't ask how I found out about this video. I just found it one time and I thought it was the greatest video ever.
Oh, boy.
It's called Douchebags on the Beach.
I really question what you Google.
I didn't Google it, man. I just don't get it. But it's awesome.
Oh my god, this stuff sucks. Why does it always keep on opening an Internet Explorer? WTF, bro.
I'll watch it later. Anything else gaming-wise we should speak of?
Gaming-wise.
You're talking to the wrong person right
now. Borderlands 2? Anything?
96.5% more wub-wub.
Wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub-wub. Yeah.
Wub-wub? Wub. So apparently, I'm noticing a lot of status to people about their getting their ACT scores back, all the juniors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird how people are starting to score higher.
Yeah, I saw a couple 33s.
Yeah.
What's so weird about that?
It seems like standardized testing is getting easier for
you. You didn't realize that when they started doing essay questions about like whether kids should chew gum in school or something like that. I remember I heard that they used to do like, yeah, what is the political standing of the economic system? Or I don't know. Like they used to do like actual questions, and now they're like, should kids be able to chew gum in school? Like just stupid stuff like that.
Look at that picture.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
Oh, I saw. I said that earlier. I said Call of Cootie Call of Cootie Cooties. Call of Coney Children War. I said that, and you guys just didn't say anything. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, the Call of Coney Children Warfare. Yeah, I've seen that everywhere.
I think this is the best picture though of all time.
Is it the guy to catch them all?
It just takes me to Internet Explorer, and Internet Explorer blows.
Gets on the wrong plane, looks for seats anyway.
And they're like these penguins chilling.
Hey, you guys want to hear a Hitler joke?
Oh, hey, quote, speaking of Hitler,
you promised not to tell. I was not to invade Czechoslovakia, Jeremy. Welcome to the real world.
Oh. Ryan, check that one out.
Oh, God. Swims upstream, you guys.
It's a picture of a fish going up a waterfall.
Hey, have you guys seen Clan Cookout?
Oh, yes, I have.
Jason?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bo Burnham song. You have to watch that one, even though it takes.
Oh my god! If it's Bo Burnham, I'm automatically interested.
You goddamn dirty Catholics! Can't Catholic lick my balls?
Even if it will take me to Internet Explorer, I'm gonna watch this.
It's totally worth it. It is totally worth it.
Please play it louder, Kevin.
No, it's not me.
Oh, Ryan, play it louder.
I have it come out of my headphones. How do you guys hear that stuff?
I don't know, but I'm going to need to.
You guys don't hear echo, but you. What?
So I'm going to need to get rid of some of that.
I don't get how you guys don't hear echo, but you hear the stuff coming out of my headphones.
Oh, Kevin, I know what you mean.
Remember, it's satire.
Okay, do you hear that?
No, don't do that. I'm going to have to mute this part. Don't.
Why?
Because
why?
Copyright? That's not stuff we can.
All right, I'll sing it for you guys.
He's kind of affiliated with people that short.
I'll sing it to you guys.
Yes.
Just kidding.
The following is copyrights of Bo Burnham, and we have no rights over it. Go ahead.
I was gonna sing it, Kevin. But I forgot the words. I love a PSA. Okay, this one's probably not. It's just a video. It probably shouldn't be copyrighted. I'll play it really loud. No, never mind. I won't.
Hey, keep it real, Jamal.
Did you hear that?
No, yes, I can. Don't play it out loud.
It's just a video. It's not like an actual, like a song. So there's no copyright.
No, still, it's under the YouTube whatever thing.
You just said copyright though, so it's okay.
It doesn't work. If he's performing it, it'll work.
Let me see.
Check out this picture.
All right, I'll just link it to you. I know you guys won't watch it, but whatever. La 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 la.
Okay,
oh, I saw that.
I think this podcast is coming to a
telepathic close. Butt sex. What? Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Awkward.
So, I would like to thank everyone for listening.
I would like to thank you for listening. That one single person who is listening, still listening to this very moment, because I know zero people are going to be listening to this point.
How long has this been going on?
About an hour. 15.
What? That's not bad. We can go.
Yeah, we can go longer. We're gonna have to cut out like 10 minutes when I was gone.
Okay, keep going then.
Let's keep going.
Let's go for 3 hours, man.
Let's get it for 3 hours, bro.
I thought you said recording was gonna be done at like 10. I was like, yeah, let's do this.
I say we go till 9. 15
I say
more
we
minutes.
Go until 11.
Yeah, I'm getting more news then.
Yeah, but my brother just went to the casino with my parents because he turned 18. Which, by the way, you can go to the casino. I don't think I was arguing with you guys about that. Never mind. Because I said he was going, and he turned 18. And then people were like, no, you can't gamble till you're 21. And I was like, hey, Mom, I thought you couldn't gamble till you're 21. And she's like, no, those Indians want to make more money, so they take in anybody, really. Or something like that. I don't know. I don't think she was...
Pro tip.
I don't think she's being racist.
The government mainstream in Thailand. That why did I just call it Thailand?
Thailand.
I'm gonna check my Twitter and see what's going on.
Anonymous. You have a Twitter? Oh God.
Here, I have to say something, guys. Something important.
Oh poop! We should plug our stuff.
Something serious. Hang on. Step on a crack. Break your mother's back. Turn around and smoke the crack. Break your mother's heart.
Where'd you get that from?
Bober. It's one of the last one I linked. The PSA from him.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
Oh my God.
Hey guys, did you hear about this whole FEMA thing?
What? No.
Shut up.
No?
Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
Let's talk about FEMA then.
Shut up.
Okay. I don't even know what FEMA is.
I don't know. Kevin always talks about it. It's some kind of like concentration camp or something.
Yeah, look up FEMA, bro.
No.
Look it up.
What? How is it spelled?
Look up M-A pick.
Lol.
I just saw something. Bible man. Two DV. I just found this so funny. All right, just look at this picture. Even though it brings you to Internet Explorer, it shouldn't take too long.
I'm not. Nope. I'm not clicking on it. Nope.
I'm not doing it.
Bible man. It's two DVDs, one low price, $16.99. Bible man.
What the heck?
It's just. I don't know. Something about it is hilarious.
Tuning out the unholy hero. Oh.
Wait, what does that say? Terminating the toxic. Is this real?
I'm
gonna
so.
Google it up now. I'm gonna Google it. Bible man.
I'm looking up Bible man.
Bibleman.com. You're gonna. It is. Oh my God.
Is it real?
Okay, wait. Hang on.
Oh my goodness! There's torrents for it.
Bible man Genesis silencing the gossip queen. Defeating the shadow, or defeating the shadow, the doubt, that makes no sense.
Oh, no.
The six lies of the fibbler.
BT Junkie got shut down by the government.
Don't know what that is.
Torrent site.
Oh. That's awkward. You probably shouldn't talk about that. Awkward. Hang on.
Shut up.
Dang, that's not good.
I'm going to do a typing speed test to show off my abilities.
Okay. Did you look up FEMA, Jason?
Yeah, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
And conclusion?
I did not read anything besides what it was entailed, what it stood for, and I got bored automatically.
Look up FEMA coffins.
FEMA coffins?
Yeah.
FEMA coffins. Let's do this.
Ah, my mouth itch. Oh, I messed up.
FEMA coffins in Georgia? Peace, gold, liberty, Ron Paul 24.
New I begin. C got questions.
Okay, so basically, the government is making these little camps kind of things.
Oh, you talked to me about this before, yeah.
Yeah, and those are the coffins that they found.
We made the connections to the Hunger Games with that.
Yep, we did. With the district.
Ah! That was bad.
You'd be fapping.
I only got 68. I got 83 once. True story, bro. I wrote a book about it.
That's cool. Okay, so.
Okay, so.
I'm gonna look up.
I'm gonna look
up.
What do
you
want to talk about? Whoa, is that weird? Are you hearing an echo?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am. Weird, me too.
Stab you.
Stab you. Man.
Okay, just getting
that echo is bad.
Ah, you didn't get that one.
You didn't get that one.
Okay, I don't even sound like that.
Okay, I don't even sound like that.
Okay, then.
Okay, Dan.
Did you guys hear about this? I actually saw this on the news.
Yes.
What?
Huffington Post. Porn actress is a prom date. Megan Piper and Emmy Reyes can't accompany Mike Stone. That's got to be a porn star too. To event. What? What? What?
Yeah. He wanted to bring these two.
Wait, what?
And the school banned him.
He wanted to bring two porn stars?
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Yeah, I know. Both of them said yes, too.
Even more impressive.
That's pretty weird.
What? Jason, say words. You don't seem to talk much. You seem shy.
Words. You don't seem to talk much.
Do you need a shoulder rub?
You seem shy.
Do you need a shoulder rub?
I just got a 5-page text.
I just got a 5-page text.
I'm going to kill your family.
I'm going to
kill
your family.
Wait, from who?
Some other. You guys don't know her. I'm going to read that later. Actually, watch the show.
Watch the show.
Nobody ever wants to text you.
You love me.
How about this one? Man stabs 81-year-old. What? Testing?
What?
Oh, I thought you were repeating me again and I was going to kick you from the call.
I thought you were repeating me, so I was going to kick you from the call.
Jason, you there?
Yeah.
Hey there.
Wait, is he seriously back?
Hey there, Kevin.
What the heck? Whoa, what happened? I don't even know what happened.
Oh, you don't even want to know what happened.
Oh, I'm automatically intrigued even more.
Oh, yeah, you better be intrigued.
We talk about roommate stabbed over TV volume in Manchester.
Yes! Yes, a roommate stabbed over TV volume. Finally, someone understands my psychology.
Okay,
Manchester, I'm going to stay away from you.
An elderly New Hampshire man is accused of stabbing his 81-year-old roommate in an argument over their television.
The fuck?
Manchester police say the police were called to the apartment late night where they found holding a bloody cloth to his chest. Police say the victim was taken to a hospital and injuries not considered life-threatening. His roommate was charged degree assault. Oh my goodness, you need to see this guy's face. Yeah, it's in the Skype. Look at that guy's face. He looks... I don't know.
What? Where?
Just look. It's in that link I just posted.
The video right below it?
No, it's not a video, I don't think. Is it?
I refuse to click on the link because it will take me...
I see some
like
40-year-old man just standing there.
Like, all happily?
No. No. Is there like another page or something? Oh, wow. I'm not seeing anything. I'm seeing a TV.
I think Room Jason looked it up.
No, I did not.
Wait, where?
What are you laughing at?
I just looked at this funny thing. I'm on Tumblr right now. Yes, I use Tumblr.
That was a laugh, by the way.
I could tell.
I'm still not seeing this guy. I don't know what you're talking about. Does he look happy or just kind of happy?
Oh my god, that's genius. Okay, let's start with let's celebrate with a magic trick. Pick a number.
Okay.
4,000.
Square it.
Okay.
Okay, what's the square root of 4,000? Hang on.
No, I said square it.
Okay, let me square this. Hang on.
I guess I shouldn't be using 263 for this math problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take the square root.
I would say a number 1 through 10.
Okay, I got it.
Say it out loud.
1.
Okay, I got I got 16 million.
No, Ryan, take a number 1 through 10.
I got 16 million.
Jesus Christ. All right, Kevin.
All right, 0. Squared is 0. Okay. Continue.
0 okay. Squared is what?
No, 0 squared is 0.
Then what is that 0 rule? I thought some 0 rule.
Okay, fine. 1 to the squared is 1. There we go.
Okay, and then divided by the original number.
Point.
Okay.
No, it's still 1.
No, it would just be 1.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's still 1. And then take away the original number.
Okay, so you have 0.
Okay.
And that's the amount of fucks I give.
I got 63.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. My goodness. Naked man steals socks from Walmart.
What?
Jason, you really care that much about Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, ready? 50 southeastern Pennsylvanian man who's behind bars for police said walked into a Walmart naked and stole a pair of socks.
What the fuck?
Okay, he's 6'4", 300 pounds. He walked into the parking lot, got completely naked, walked into the store, stole a pair of socks, and walked out.
That is skill, I have to say. I have to
and
applaud it.
He was not drunk.
He was not drunk?
He was not drunk. He just decided. That's a good decision. Who is going to tackle that guy while he's naked? Who's going to be the one?
I would.
There's going to be like five cops there just watching him walk by, and they're like, hey, you go. I'm your commander, and he's gonna be like, "No, fuck you! I don't want to go. I don't want to go tackle the naked guy." And then they do like rock paper scissors, and then there's that unlucky cop who has to go tackle him. That's a good plan, because nobody wants to tackle him.
No, I would be that lucky cop.
Lucky, oh,
if you know what I mean.
Not a, no.
A 300 pound African American.
Lies. Wait.
What?
Is
I thought they're all skin.
No, African American from makes more sense now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Okay,
makes a lot more sense.
I thought it was just African. I was like, wait, what?
I think I got a better one. Mitzi Lawson, 30 years old, a self-described professional baby maker on her Facebook page, alleged punched her son in the face and body several times during an in-home state mandatory anger management course.
Lol.
nobody is. Oh man, just everybody is just.
I'm gonna play some Quap, man.
Me too.
I love Quap.
I don't.
It's the worst game in the world.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I thought this was gonna be one of those gaming podcasts, but we have yet to. We talked about gaming for like a half hour, maybe.
You know, I want to go to more gaming.
I Borderlands 2, I mean, we already said that, but nobody's really did anything.
Oh, boy.
I'm doing it.
Onel Morris accused of posing as a doctor and filling a woman's buttocks with cement, mineral oils, and a flat tear sealant.
What?
Oh, police say O'Neill was born as a man but identified.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my goodness.
I give up. I give up.
You give up on Quap?
Yeah, I give up on Quap too.
I do. Ryan, did I ever tell you how much you suck at dubstep?
Wub?
Yes.
Wubbity yes, wub 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 wub.
Wub wub. That was completely uncalled.
That was dubstep.
Before. No, that's alien language.
It's a monotone bass. It's a negative. Monotone bass drop.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Jason. Not. There's no use beating a dead horse. All right, just give it a
fighting
rest.
Tooth and nail over it.
Oh boy.
This is the worst podcast ever.
George
found Ronaldo Jack stuck in a woman's chimney.
Wait, what? Wait.
Oh my goodness.
What? What? What?
What?
What? You guys watch the Yogscast? Cast?
The what?
I'm taking that as a no.
Police in Florida arrested Karen Henry, 45, after she allegedly 80-year-old father with a knife for not sharing his potato salad.
Jesus Christ, people these days.
I really shouldn't laugh at this stuff, but it's funny.
Yeah, we're going to hell for this.
I'm Buddhist.
So you'll be reincarnated as a tree.
Uh-huh.
Joke's on you. I'm going to be reincarnated in a place where trees don't get cut down. Like, you know,
like Mars, where there are
no
trees.
No, so that's stupid. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I don't know why you would even say that. No. I mean, like in a sanctuary. A sanctuary.
You're gay. What?
Whoa. Speaking of that, Louis C.K. is a beast. I've been watching Louis C.K. like just all day.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Louis C.K. is all you need in life.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I got a very, very important question. Have you guys seen the movie Kung Pao?
I have not.
No.
Oh my God, it's the funniest movie ever. Or one of the funniest.
No, it's not.
Hilarious.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay. Kevin, I think you should just end the podcast now.
No.
I'm getting there. I'm thinking this might be. Oh my goodness. Corey Smith, 29, is seen in. Oh.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Suck a bag of dicks.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to
that
say.
Sounds pleasant, actually.
Okay, then. We're definitely ending this then. Okay, guys.
Oh, wow. That was loud. I just put the mic in my mouth.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is the sure point when you just know. Just know.
Just stop talking. I'm ending this right now.
The Germinator. The Germinator. Wink, wink.
Okay, guys. Thanks for watching into the person. Not
follow us on the Twitter that Kevin made,
follow
which is whatever it's
Twitter
called.
Ads.
I don't know.
And, Old English is. I'll leave you guys with one note. Old English is fairly simple. If doth have the fucking sense none made.
Okay, then.
Oh, wait, okay. Jason, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Anyway.
Bo Burnham, obviously.
Oh, okay, then it's funny. Anyways, it just cut out on me for like twice in a row there. Okay, can you hear me for a second?
Yes.
Okay. You should all. Okay, I'm saying you because I'm not doing it, of course, because why would I? You. Whoa. Oh, just like cut out because that is a lot easier than Twitter because I hate Twitter.
Yeah, I'll do that eventually.
So then we can just have people, like, you know, go and follow us on the Facebook thing. Get like four people. Four whole people.
Well, already have Twitter, so tweet people. At us at Forever Alone Pod. And
wait,
feel
is
free
it
to us at Forever Alone Podcast
it, wait, hang
at
on,
Yahoo.
Hang on. Is this what it is?
Yes, that is it. At Forever Alone Pod.
All right, so it's not podcast. It didn't just cut out there. It's pod.
No, it is really just pod.
Pod. You know. Okay.
Lame.
I still think you should have just made it FAP. Just at FAP.
It was everything.
Yeah, that had to have been taken, though. Not even Forever Alone Podcast that was taken. Podcast?
No, podcast didn't fit.
Oh.
Lame.
Lame. All right.
Lame.
Is that it? Is that all?
I think that is it.
Farewell, Fapcast. The one person still watching.
I play RuneScape, ladies. Please, one at a time.
Oh!
Okay.
No,
okay.
You can subscribe and hear my beautiful voice every day on
God
YouTube.
No.
God,
at
no.
YouTube.com/mylittlemontage.
Oh, so, I tried to type slash no, but it gave me like an actual system thing.
Well, that is it for now, guys. Thank you for listening. Ryan, why are you typing slash no?
Oh, because that's me indicating I don't want to subscribe to you, even though I already am.
Okay, well, if you guys want to hear my wonderful voice, it's there. Ryan doesn't have a YouTube, so
no.
It doesn't really matter.
Shucks. Nobody knows.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. No.